Olympus and I also enjoy spending time with our good friend Theophilus, who lives in the eastern part of the city in the Jewish quarter. His ancestor was one of the 70 men who translated Hebrew scriptures into Greek, and this translation of the Torah is called the Septuagint. For reasons unknown to me, there are as many Jews living here in Alexandria as in Jerusalem. Their synagogue is huge. The three of us have spent hours in the courtyard, talking together and discussing our different religions. Oh, I enjoy their companionship. They told me I am wasting my time visiting Alexander the Great. He is not the Messiah. His body will stay in that tomb until someone buries it or dumps it in the sea. They feel quite strongly about this. Theophilus, whose name means one who loves God, says his family is descended from Moses, the Jew who led their people out of Egypt. I have reflected on this and asked him why the Jews came back to Egypt if they had wanted so badly to leave. Our conversation was interrupted by a messenger who bowed quickly, then reported to me that King Ptolemy's ship was heading out to sea for Rome. I jumped up. No, I thought, it cannot be. In minutes I had returned to the palace, disguised